The Water Values Podcast, session 128.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGibson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thanks so much for joining me. Got a great show for you today. We have Jeff Engelstein of Mars International. Jeff is an electrical engineer by trade. He did not grow up in the water industry, but he's been around it for about the past 5 years or so. And he's had his company Mars International at AWWA ACE for the past 3 years. Maybe you've seen him there if you've attended that trade show. In any event, he's going to come and talk with us about the Internet of Things and how it's impacting and has impacted the water industry and kind of give us his thoughts about where it's going to take us. So it's a fascinating conversation because I feel like a lot of us don't really know what the Internet of Things is. It's used pretty loosely, as Jeff will confirm. So it's going to be a great conversation to have with Jeff, and that's coming right up. But first, a little housekeeping. As I promised last time, I was going to come back to some of the great ratings and reviews that were left on Apple Podcasts. The first one is by Civilized Engineer, a 5-star rating, and Civilized Engineer says, "Fantastically relevant podcast. Disclaimer, it took me a really long time to figure out how to sign back into my iTunes account to leave a review, but I did just because this podcast is so great. I'm a civil engineering student, and I am super appreciative of the relevance of this podcast that it has in terms of current water sector issues. Keep up the great conversation." Thanks so much for the great rating and review, Civilized Engineer. The next one is by Relta HJD. And Relta HJD says, "Water is essential for life. 5 stars. The Water Values Podcast is an essential resource for water professionals and enthusiasts. Dave is a terrific host and interviewer. He's bringing us such valuable insights across water. David, thank you, and keep up the great work." Well, thanks very much, Relta HJD. I really appreciate that, and I will continue to keep up the great work. Well, hopefully it's great. In any event, those are the ratings and reviews that were most recent on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to sign into Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever podcast directory you happen to be on, and leave a rating and a review. We greatly appreciate it. It's just a great way to tell others why you think the Water Values Podcast is worth a listen. So now let's get to Jeff Engelstein. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Jeff, welcome to the Water Values Podcast. Glad you could take some time out of your day to come join us. For starters, can you tell us a little about your background?
So thanks for having me on. But just to, about myself, I am an electrical engineer by trade, although about 20 years ago I started a company to do consulting engineering services for a variety of industries. So there's no Mars products per se, but, you know, we help out people to make their products. And we have been in the radio industry for a while. We were doing garage door openers and access controls and those types of radio transmitters and receivers. And so from there, we saw about 5 years ago an opportunity to get into the Internet of Things market. And obviously, everybody wants their products on the Internet. Everyone wants to have apps and web control. So we really started focusing on that and have from there branched out into a variety of different industries, including the water market.
Yeah. So Internet of Things, that's the phrase that jumped out at me when you were kind of describing your background. It seems everyone talks about the IoT or the Internet of Things. I'm not sure that everyone's on the same page when they're talking about that. From your perspective in the industry, what is the Internet of Things?
Simply, which is it's giving people the ability to monitor and control their devices over the Internet. So it's basically a way of taking a device. It can be something really big. It can be something really tiny. And get that connected in a way that people can access it. So it's basically all of the infrastructure that makes that happen. And so some people say IoT is just the transporting of data. IoT is, you know, the devices themselves. But we just look at it, you know, very simply as being able to monitor and control. Those are the two things that people want to do.
Right, right. And so, you know, I had a client about 10 years ago who was very forward thinking, and he was saying, you know, if and he was a utility director, and he kind of said, you know, I want to be able to if someone's behind in their bill, I want to be able to turn their water off via my phone, you know, or via a control panel at work. And how prescient that was. But in any event, this is obviously the Water Values Podcast. Can you tell us a little about, you know, you're in the technology space. You're not necessarily, you haven't grown up in the water space. So how does Mars International, you know, what's the impact on water? How did you guys get in and interested into the water sector?
That we could get into with that, and just through we started getting into pool controllers, and specifically one of our first customers was Endless Pools, that makes the pools where you swim against the current, the little hot tub things, and they wanted a way for people to be able to turn them on and off. So from there we got into the pool and spa industry, and we started dealing with water pumps and water heaters, and doing control systems for that, for vacuums and skimmers. And then just naturally that led into the broader water market. We were working with companies that were doing water testing, and we're doing flow meters, and leak detection. And so, you know, it just seemed like a natural jump from there to make more of an investment there. We've been the last 3 years to the AWWA show and other water industry events, and see that there's a lot of opportunity for there. You know, certain markets are super advanced in the IoT area, and other ones are just getting started. The water market is still not totally nowhere, but certainly in the earlier stages of doing broader implementation of IoT.
Okay, so in the water sector, where do you see the lowest hanging fruit for IoT applications?
Some basic kind of drive-by meters where you can read them or
yep.
A little bit away, but you know, they're looking to move into cellular is what they're seeing as the future, and we can get into some of the other different technologies that support that. But you know, there's just a lot of data that's out there in the field that it would be really useful to people to have in their hands. Metering being one of them. Being able to kind of on the fly detect quality, detect leakage, to detect there's just a lot of different things, and you know for water treatment we're seeing that the things are very distributed, just kind of geographically things are in different areas. So you know to use a technology where you don't have to necessarily run the wires or send people out to visit things can be very advantageous and can give immediate benefits.
Geographically, are you saying different, when you use that term, are you saying different areas of the country? Or are you saying different segments of a distribution system or collection system or something like that?
I think it's more the latter.
Okay.
You know, things tend to be more regionalized, but, you know, just if you've got, you know, different elements of your system, you know, just in different parts of a city or wherever it may be. We've got one customer we're working with now, and that's making sprinkler systems, and they are doing now full municipality sprinkler systems where somebody can just control the entire city park system from a single console.
It's amazing. Two of the items you mentioned were quality and leakage for you know, essentially sensors within the system. I've talked to other guests about you know, certain elements of this. But can you, in terms of quality and leakage, how does the IoT application kind of work in those instances? What is it taking remote data and sending it back, and how accurate are these sensors that are sending the information back? I mean, do you have any sense of that?
Variety sensors and sensor quality levels, and that's one thing that we're actually working with a company right now. And certainly there are certain levels, you know, in speaking in the pool industry in terms of chlorination levels and pH and stuff like that, that can be continuously measured. There are some other types of issues with water quality in terms of bacteria, some other chemicals, things like that, where currently they have to kind of be sent to a lab and tested.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on some newer technologies that will enable that also to be monitored on the fly, or at least relatively quickly in situ, so you can just kind of siphon off a small sample and do a fairly rapid test, not necessarily as the water is flowing over the sensor. But that's an area that we're trying to get ahead of the curve. The technology for sensing those types of things, you know, 100% of the water quality testing is not there yet, but that's something that we want to be prepared to be able to implement as those technologies start to come online.
Right. And so in terms of water quality, is this kind of measuring chlorine residuals? Is it a water age thing? Or is it, you know, what do you have any feel for that? Because, and the only reason I'm asking is I've got clients who have come up and said, hey, I've got a water age issue. And we're trying to work through it, but I'm just kind of curious how this technology might help them figure out better solutions for their water age problem.
Yeah, I think that's I'm honestly not sure the exact measurement techniques that would be used to evaluate that. So that's something that I would have to do a little bit more research on. But I think that you know, something like that where the water is not necessarily, you know, it's in the system. So you need to have remote sensors. You know, once you can figure out how to detect that, then you can get the data back to where it's going to be useful to somebody, where somebody doesn't have to drive around all day and check on things. So that's really where it's going to shine, where you need measurements that are throughout the system, and you can't just do, you know, centralized in one place and say, this is where I'm going to take my measurements.
Right, right. So that's kind of all the distribution system stuff. What about applications inside the fence? And let me give you a little background on this. I've had folks essentially say, you know,